Joining us on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you for being with us today. And let's start, we'll just backtrack here where we've been the last whole bunch of times. Let's start on North Korea today. Give me your assessment of what's going on over there.
Well, certainly a very real threat. We have to be very vigilant, very aware of the posture of that crazy guy over there. And we can't be called back on our heels. When he says something, we have to take it seriously, even though it may not be serious that day. It could be very likely that something could happen, in the next few days. So this is a guy that you just can't write off as being crazy. He's not stupid. So, again, somebody you have to watch very, very closely.
The latest, I know more sanctions were put in place to hurt them economically. That doesn't seem to have slowed down the crazy any at all. What's left for the U.S.? Are we to a military option?
Not yet. The sanctions will help. As you know, the U.N. Security Council unanimously voted on the sanctions, which was a great credit to Nikki Haley to put those people together on one sheet of paper. And it did ban the exports of coal from North Korea. Now, coal is about 40% of North Korea's exports, and it's about 10% of its GDP. So it will hurt them financially. Will it be enough? I doubt it. What I would like to see happen is for the imports of the oil from China going into North Korea stopped. If that should happen, if we can pressure China, and I think we must, to, again, stop all imports into North Korea, that will sort of cripple the country. But until that happens, I think you're going to see more of the same.
The president there has made this ovation that he wants to shoot some missiles towards Guam. Guam being a U.S. territory, and we've got a lot of allies like Japan that these missiles are close to when they're doing some of these tests. Is there a red line that's in the sand right now that if he does something, we're going in?
Well, I'm sure there is, and again, I don't think any of us will be privy to that until it actually happens. But again, we as Americans have over 16,000 troops, good men and women over there in Guam. We've got almost 40,000 in Japan, and we've got about 38,000 in South Korea. So we have a huge presence of U.S. troops in harm's way over there. So again, this is something that we cannot take lightly. We've got to be ready to react, and we are. We've got the 7th Fleet with the USS Reagan over there permanently stationed. It's a supercarrier. So we're well positioned to intercept missiles, to do anything militarily that we have to. Hopefully it won't come to that. Again, the key here is China, and if we have to put financial restraints or sanctions on China to make them pony up and do what they know that needs to be done to control North Korea, then I think we have to do that.
From a congressional standpoint, are you guys a little more liberal right now in handing out the arms? I saw South Korea originally said, no, don't put the THAAD missiles here. And then now in the last few weeks, they've been, oh, yeah, we want some THAAD missiles here.
The THAADs are already there, and we've already got a few of the batteries operational. So, yeah, when you're looking down the nose of an ICBM with a potential nuclear warhead, you do take it a little more seriously, and the South Koreans have done that. So we have certainly some THAAD missile systems in South Korea. We have them sitting on some ships off the coast of North Korea. So, again, we're well positioned should we need to do anything militarily. Like President Trump said, I think it will be met with fire and fury. None of us want that to happen. None of us want to get to that point. And that's why we have to continue pushing diplomatic solutions to this problem.
Diplomatic solutions to health care. Can we get the Democrats and Republicans to agree on anything?
It's going to be tough. I know that the president or the vice president, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and other players on the Senate side have been huddling together trying to figure out a way forward since when Senator McCain swapped his vote. It really, set us back a little bit. But there is a solution out there. Hopefully that's being worked on the Senate side. I wish, just from a personal standpoint, that the Senate would simply pass our House health care bill. It's, again, it's not the perfect bill, but it's a good bill, and we can certainly work on it as time moves forward. But if they would simply do that, again, we would be in a much better position. I think in Louisiana, if we don't do something, you're going to see premiums go up another 21 to 25%. I saw where Idaho, of all states, will go up 81% next year if Obamacare stays in place.
Congressman, are you guys in recess right now?
We're on break in district, and again, I'm always glad to be back home. It gives me a chance to visit, most of my parishes, and I was down in the Florida parishes the first part of this week, down in Crutch Springs. They meet those types of places where we've got some really good people that, again, they, like all Louisianians, they just want a better community.
Do you think, I heard some people kind of critical of taking a recess, saying that, hey, there's still plenty of work for us to do. Why are we taking a break right now?
Oh, I agree. I was one of about 35 or 40 of us on the House side that, went to Paul Ryan and said, hey, let's just stay here till we get this health care bill right. But there's not a lot the House can do until the Senate acts. We want to come to conference with one of their health care bills or, again, take up our bill. But I'm good to go. I'd go back to Washington, this afternoon if I knew that we could get this health care thing worked out.
All right, Congressman, out of time for today. Thanks, as always, for checking in.
All right, thank y'all for having me. Have a great day.
You too. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.